of the year with our friend, Attorney Peter Daigle. Happy New Year. How are you, Peter?
Happy New Year to you, Catherine. It's always so wonderful to talk to you. I really enjoy these
same
calls.
Year. I look forward to it. Because we now share that we have grandchildren, I always look forward to that talk. So we did that off air.
We catch up, right? We catch up.
Yeah. And I'm excited and I am smiling. However, the topic that we're talking about today is serious because we have all been dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, and I believe we are going into an extended pandemic, but I really don't know how that's going to affect people financially. So, Peter, you know, I'm leaning on you to find out what do people need to know.
Okay, fair enough. You know, the economy and individuals specifically have been propped up as a result of a lot of the pandemic assistance that's been given. Businesses, unemployment, stimulus check. And it seems like the government is just not willing to go back there again. And so what's happened is that folks, for example, that were behind in their mortgage payments, you know, they now need to catch up, okay? Mm-hmm. They need to get their loans modified or they need to get, you know, just catch up on the payments. If you got behind on the credit card bills, where the credit card companies were willing to give you a break on what we call a forbearance or holding off on payments for the time being, that's all turning around. So we're seeing a lot more aggressive collection activity, and we're starting to see lenders in which they have delinquent borrowers on their mortgage are now putting more pressure on to get modified or to sell your house or pay up. Okay, so for the risk of not appearing, you know, politically correct, a lot of the lenders have been kind of, you know, going at a slow pace. They're not flooding the market with foreclosures. They're not flooding the market with lawsuits to collect on credit card companies. I don't think they want to be end up on the front page of the newspaper saying that they're being wholly aggressive for their actions and have, you know, have faced the public or political ire because of it. But in any event, as I said earlier, the party's over, basically, in terms of being able to collect money from the government to sustain yourself. You know, that said, if you're eligible for unemployment benefits somehow through the normal programs, that's fine. But the pandemic relief assistance is pretty much over at this point.
Wow. Okay. And what I'm wondering, we couldn't control the pandemic. We can't control that, you know, this thing happened. But I'm curious, and if you have an opinion about it, share it. If not, we can move right on. But the question is popping up for me is, did the pandemic help or hurt people? Because if I'm at this point now of having to pay things back, I'm thinking I would be, you know, terrified or nervous, because anytime you're not sure of where you're going to be living, and I mean, there's gentrification going on, there's people, you know, buying up stuff in Charlotte. And I think Charlotte, North Carolina is a great place to live and to do business. However, I've grown up here, and I would hate to be somebody moved out due to things out of my control. Mm. And I think I was affected by the pandemic, and I was going to have to move or sell my home. That, you know, when you call something a home, it's no longer just a piece of property, right? So I'm just wondering,
exactly.
How do you feel about it? Has it been a good thing or a bad thing overall?
Well, I mean, in terms of the way people live their lives, obviously, you know, being more cautious about being in public and, you know, getting, whether it be the flu or the virus, I think it's brought a lot of awareness to us, right? In terms
Definitely.
Of how we live our life. Also, in terms of being able to cut down on commuting times and working remotely, there's become some acceptance now where, you know, if we can get it done with a phone call, do we really need to meet? You know, do we really need to drive an hour to something when we can do it with a call? So in our world, and we're seeing in my family's role that are in business and working, that they're able to have more of a family life now because they don't have to make the commute or they can schedule their work around their family.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously that, you know, brought out the best. The lost lives, obviously, and the heartbreak from personal health issues is horrific, but, you know, that's obviously on the bad side. But from the standpoint of being able to be more efficient, I know for myself, I'm able to do more, you know, intakes or talk to clients more on the phone than actually having a human person anymore. So that works for us just fine. So I guess that's sort of the pros and the cons. But in terms of, you know, financially goes, I mean, there was a boost of stimulus money here, and a lot of the people that got the money didn't even need it. You know, the stimulus checks that went out, as well as you know, some of the other relief that was available. So I think, you know, if the government flooded the market with a lot of cash, and I think that helps some of the retailers and, you know, people that sell the shoes or the appliances or the things like that, because they, you know, they took orders more in car sales and everything went up. I think so. I think the economy gets stimulated by all that money. But now it kind of has to stand on its own feet. You know, the training wheels are kind of come off, and I think that, you know, people are going to have to go back and start making on their own again, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm wondering, because years ago, my youngest son is 21, so more than 21 years ago, when I worked at Cigna Healthcare, they were supposed to be one of the companies that cared about family. So, it was the idea of working at home was part of their program, one of the things you could work for. And now, 21 years later, it's pretty much like this is what everybody would want to do now, I feel. With my business, I have made it where I work from home because my kids are priority. But now that they are all grown up, I like working from home still, so I didn't want to change that. I could see people getting a taste of wanting to work from home during the pandemic, not having to commute. You do see where all of your time is going. It definitely helped put things into perspective. I don't know if companies are going to be able to go back to requiring you to work in the office when we already know you have the ability to allow us to work from home. You know, that's exciting. And for us to not have to sacrifice our families and to be able to work from home, I think that's magic. If anything, Cigna should have made that what we all did back then. But it was only for the if you could earn it. It was a privilege to earn. Now this is probably about to be the way things are done. That's my take on it. Now, as far as
I totally agree with you. I agree with you, you know. I think that, you know, as much as the people, you know, obviously the people that died and the family members that were, the people that got sick, that's terrible. But, you know, in any kind of tragedy, you know, you try to find things that, you know, benefited society. I think you just brought them up, you know. So I guess we got to be blessed the fact that we're still alive and we're doing well and we now are able to adjust our life. Like you just described, you know, so that's a good thing, obviously.
I'm hoping that, I know that it may not happen, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. I hope that everyone, you know, lands on their feet. I don't hope for anyone's situation to become worse than what it already is. Me already, you know, being established, having a place to stay, not being in a threat to lose that, That's one blessing for me for sure, but I don't wish less on other people. I don't wish anyone to lose what they already have, as we're you know, losing the support for the community. And I really don't know what to say, but I just hope that I can help whoever I can help, and because it was something that affected, it is something that is affecting everyone in different ways. We're still having our grandchildren, definitely have our family. But if we can be safe so we can see those little ones, making sure we get vaccinated or make sure that we are not exposing ourselves to others who may have a cold or flu or actually have COVID. So many things to think about now. And I was wondering a couple of times because now with me being married, we do couples things to hang out with other couples, and we have so many layers of things to think about now. It's me and him.
Exactly.
That if we invite you over or if we go hang out with you, will I be able to see my grandchildren, you know? And that's not a thought I had before. And it's not offensive to any, you know, I don't mean for it to be offensive, but I'm thinking, I just don't want to take the chance. Can we do a Zoom call? Can we do a Zoom thing together? Or is everyone willing to wear their mask? Like, you have to have these conversations, and that was different from before.
Right. I agree. No, you're wise. You are. Mm-hmm. Very wise. Well, in terms of what we can do from our standpoint, is that we can we're assisting people in modifying their mortgage right now. The loan modification mortgage is kind of it's always been difficult because you've got to, you know, get this document, that document. We didn't get it in time. You know, give us another one. It's incredibly frustrating. So we've gotten good at that now. We're able to help people with loan modifications.
Did you find that you were doing more of those last year?
Oh, we're doing tons of them right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we're doing by the wheelbarrow full, literally.
Yeah, but that's good news though, because I was concerned, you know, what could be done for people, and I didn't even know what the right question was to ask. So definitely, I would have never thought to call you, Peter, as a bankruptcy attorney. I would have never thought to call you for a loan modification or for any advice about keeping my house, because remember a long time ago when you and I met, I thought bankruptcy was a bad word, and I thought that when you're shamed, you go do this. So it wouldn't have crossed my mind to say, hey, Peter, can you help me with this? So before we get out of here, I know we only got a couple of more minutes together, talk a little bit more about someone calling you, someone like you, to talk about help. me keep my house.
So when the pandemic hit, the banks granted what are called forbearances. They said, okay, you don't have to pay your mortgage until a certain date. And the forbearances are pretty much all coming up in February of this year. So if the forbearance period, meaning you don't have to pay your mortgage, if you don't have to pay your mortgage until then, that's fine. But at that point, when the time's up, you've got to make an arrangement to either pay it back, you know, completely in one lump sum, or what they're doing now, and we're assisting people, is modifying it. We were saying to the bank, please allow us to put this 6 months of missing payment at the back end of the loan, meaning instead of being the loan paid off in the year 2030, it would be paid off in the year, 2030 plus 6 months, or 2031. Mm-hmm. And we're able to get that done, okay? But don't ignore it, because if you just ignore it, then they're going to be looking for all missing payments, and that's the problem. So mortgage modification assistance is something you definitely want to be on top of. And the bank should be reaching out to you also to say, hey, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? So don't ignore it. My advice to you is if you're behind on the mortgage because of the pandemic, weren't able to work as much, your hours were cut, your employment didn't cover it, then don't just let this thing linger, because you will lose your house.
Yeah. Now, who would have known that you could have helped them with that? And I hear you that the bank should be reaching out. And even if the bank does reach out, I think I would be nervous about what to say. So I definitely would want someone to be in touch with you, Peter, to get advice, because you could say, you think you're saying the right thing. And I'm learning men versus women in personal relationships. We don't always communicate the same way. The word I'm using isn't the word he understands it to mean, and vice versa. So I would not want someone to talk with their mortgage company alone. And in my opinion, from what I've learned from my attorney friends, is that the mortgage company, they want to make sure that they have someone paying for that house. They don't necessarily need to be you. So their interest isn't the same as your interest in the property. So you want to know what to say, how to handle it. And definitely, if it's anything like trying to get your credit straight and making sure you beat the deadline or meet the deadline to get something removed or updated on your credit report, I know that might seem like a small thing to somebody, but I want help even with getting my credit report straight, because I forget. Even though I manage my household, I'll forget that tedious detail, because my mind will say, you already looked at that, you already did that, not knowing I need to go back in and do something, respond to something, a piece of mail was missed, being vigilant. That's what it feels like to me, and that's not my everyday thing, so I think I would mess up with that. And I'm learning that there are people that can actually help you. Help doesn't always mean it's free, but help means something I did not already know on my own. So I'm grateful.
Well, that's what we do. That's what we do.
I'm grateful for the conversations that we have, and I hope that those that are listening to our conversations also see the value in that. Peter, let people know how to get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said, as well as any last words you want to give us, any words of advice before we talk with you again on next month.
Sure. So first of all, it's Peter Daigle, and my phone number is 508-771-7444, or you can look me up on my website at Daigle Law Office, just Daigle Law, whole work. And you can read all about us. And then if you reach out to me, if you are having a problem with getting a loan modified, we can help you with it. Okay, so, but just be proactive. Don't just assume because you're not opening your mail or not taking those phone calls that you're not sure that things are going to be okay, because they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just face it. And if you want a free consultation, give me a call and I can help you talk you through it also.
Fantastic, fantastic. And I want to tell you, Peter, that one of my connections that I did send to you, she's absolutely thrilled that she's connected with you. So I'm just happy that I almost never get to hear back from people when I say, hey, you should talk to this person or that person. But she came back and she said, thank you so much for connecting me with Peter. Saying, that's what I like to hear.
So
but I already know I like you a lot. You know, so I know that people will, but for someone to come back and tell me, that in itself is, it means a lot to me. So I want more people, you know, to be in touch and to use these resources that we have. You know, we don't have to struggle. We don't have to struggle. There are friends to help you. And Peter is one of my friends. So thank you so much, Peter, for stopping by. This needs to be said.
Great.
We'll see you next time. Have a super day.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.